We're back with more of Like Fec Weekend now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. At first glance, Jillian Laub's Southern Rites exhibit at the Chazen Museum in Madison could be seen as portraying the pageantry of a prom night in a small Southern community. But that's just the surface. Look a little bit longer and it becomes clear the photographs tell a much more complicated story.
Laub is a UW-Madison graduate, an author, journalist, filmmaker, and photographer. Southern Rites puts all of her skills on display. What started as a magazine assignment covering a high school prom in Mount Vernon, Georgia in 2002 turned into photographing the surrounding Montgomery County. Her closer look into that prom night revealed that segregation was alive and well in the community.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Laub tells contributor Jennifer Fields that while the photographs tell a troubling story, it's worth the hard work to get to the other side and see the big picture.
The text is so important to these pictures, and for me, it's not just the pictures. The voices and what the people in the pictures have to say is of equal weight, and this exhibit requires work from the viewer. It's layered and nuanced, and I'm asking the viewer to really take time and to not just make quick judgments. I'm really asking you to go deep and to read and to look and to think. And it's here to take you on a journey.
I really wondered, Jillian, if part of that is not only your desire, but when it comes to museums, we're not used to seeing photography treated as the way fine art is treated. And there's almost a natural wanting to spend that 2 seconds with it and move on. It's a photograph. I have a million of them in my phone. So when I walked in and I noticed that, I was almost more drawn to the text than I was the photograph. Because for me, it's a different way of being in a gallery and a different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because, you know, some of these pictures, the posed pictures, some teenagers could come in and say, oh, that looks like a picture that I post on Instagram. But it's not. And there is a difference. And I do think of photography and a whole project as being an art piece. And this work is at best shown in the museum for me. So I've had a book and a film, and I have this exhibition. And the truth is, what gave me so much pleasure, each medium has, you know, its own beauty, right? So there are certain things that the film can do and express that a still photograph can't. But when I look through and walk through this exhibition for myself, it's like, wow, this is how I envision the work to be engaged. This is the way I want this work to be engaged with. And the objects, the ephemera, and the case, everything has a real big piece and importance in the story. So it's not just a single picture, it's the story together and the whole that is what I'm really looking to make an impact.
And what I'm interested in Jillian, is that in order to get these are intimate moments. You are not from this community. Talk to me about bridging that gap. How do you get so intimate so fast?
I think intimacy, for me, is the most important. The work that's not my own, when I'm inspired by work that has resonated with me and kind of is seeped into my brain, those images, you know, it's subjective, it's personal. For me, intimacy is what really resonates for me and what I want and what I'm attracted to, really getting to know the depth. And it does take time. Sometimes it happens automatically and there's like that magical, intimate, you know, quick moment of intimacy. And then sometimes it can take a long, long while. I mean, this project spans 12 years. So a lot of these people I've photographed over and over, and some of the pictures that I think are the strongest are, you know, the third time I photograph them, and some are the very first time I photograph them. So it's hard. There's no real strict rule to intimacy.
And then part of thinking about intimacy is that when you said earlier about students walking here or young people walking in here and saying, oh, I took that pose last week or that's part of my Instagram, that's this sort of curated intimacy. It's a curation of life. This also is that in my mind, but from a different perspective. Because the young woman in the Confederate shirt leaning against the old car, in her setting, she is showing you her best self. Mm-hmm. I recoil from that. So it's this idea of allowing people to see what you've seen through your sort of gaze, but also with their permission and not their participation and their desire to show their best. And it's like I'm seeing this world from two different perspectives, much like the film, which, to be quite honest, it took me 3 times to actually watch it. Someone says something where you have to, you're not going to solve the problem by cutting the branches off a tree. You got to nip it at the root. The minute he said that, I automatically had an idea of who that was, and I didn't want to hear it. This is going to be painful. I don't want to hear it. I know you are. I've heard this 1,000 times before. Mm-hmm. And walking into this exhibit, when I walk in, seeing, even though you see a beautiful African-American couple, you see a biracial couple, and then you see this young woman in the Confederate shirt, it was almost like this was glaze. Like my eye went directly there, and I had to stop and be like, okay, wait a minute. Restart. Because you're seeing it through a particular lens. You've already made a decision. And you've got to now let this work speak.
Yeah. This picture of Shelby on her grandmother's car, she is presenting her best self. She is posing. She is proud. There's pride there. And what's so fascinating about this is that, you know, whatever I feel about this, which I don't agree, I think it is an offensive, racist symbol. And I wouldn't hide that if she asked me that. I wouldn't hide that. I'm very honest and transparent. I'm not trying to, like, have an I gotcha moment. This work, for me, working is a way to engage with the world and have conversations. So the camera in my life has acted as this way to ask questions and to have conversations. So, okay, let's look at Shelby. Now, her voice, so that's where we come in here, because the caption, and also these captions are pull quotes from extensive interviews. So, but I think that the pull quotes, it's very hard to edit them, but the pull quotes are really to kind of get the essence of, you know, the importance of what the person was saying in a condensed few sentences. But I think it's really, really important that her voice is heard and she's able to share what she feels. And we need to listen to that. You know, we need to understand all different points of view, whether we, and it needs to be okay to not agree with each other. That needs to be okay. This may make a lot of people uncomfortable, but you can't shut your eyes and just close down on things that make you uncomfortable.
Because that's when you grow.
Yeah, and I do think that we are all complicated. You know, I also look at how was she raised, the context, what were her parents like? How was she taught? There's a much larger picture. So you have more empathy for her because look, she had no other choice to think the way she thinks because that's how she was raised. So if you want to understand systemic racism or, you know, cultural phenomena, you have to look at the larger context and be open to that.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Fields spoke with author, journalist, filmmaker, and photographer Jillian Laub. Laub's current exhibit, Southern Rights, is on display now at the Chazen Museum in Madison.